One of the federal government's main goals when it comes to this year's budget is addressing intergenerational inequality. In order to do that, it's planning to overhaul property taxes, namely negative gearing and the capital gains tax discount. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says just building more homes is not enough to get young people into the property market.
The steps that we took, which we understand are contentious, they're difficult decisions, they are about trying to level the playing field for first home buyers, and particularly younger Australians who've been locked out for too long.
A negatively geared investment property is one that makes a loss, usually because the mortgage and other costs are higher than the rental income. The losses are then tax deductible. Investors will no longer be able to use negative gearing unless they are buying a newly built home. Capital gains tax is paid when assets, like shares or property, are sold. The gain is however much the asset has increased in value since it was purchased. The existing 50% discount means owners only pay half the amount of tax on that gain. From July next year, tax will instead be paid on the asset's profits made beyond inflation. Retaining the perks for new builds is aimed at boosting supply. But will that work? Tim Lawless, who's the research director with Cotality, says investors have generally targeted established homes. He warns there's a risk that they'll choose not to invest in new houses.
Generally, new housing hasn't performed as well as established housing in many cases, especially that's the case for, say, inner city, off the plan, high-rise apartments, which have substantially underperformed the broader market. So some investors may choose to buy into the new sector. Some may choose to buy established and not get the tax benefits. Others will simply exit the property market.
Labor promised during last year's federal election that it wouldn't touch the property tax perks. So the announcement has sparked a political storm.
Why did Labor lie to Australians about your plan to tax them more?
That's opposition leader Angus Taylor. The Coalition's arguing the changes will drive up rents without making any significant improvements to supply.
They admit that this is going to drive up rents. That's in their own budget papers. There's going to be less supply, higher rents.
The opposition's argument is that if you remove negative gearing on existing homes, investors will have an incentive to raise rents to ensure they don't make a loss. Labor's also announced the changes will be grandfathered, which means existing property investors will be exempt. Mr. Taylor says that's going to lock young people out of accessing tax advantages that have benefited older generations.